Hello everybody, my name is Anastasia and I'm speaking from St. George College, and I want to ask you about how do you spend your spare time. So I want to ask you about entertainment. How do you entertain yourself, and what are interesting things, and what difference did you notice between your home country and here in Australia? So, is there any volunteers? Okay, we'll ask Marielle. I want to know differences between Australia and Lebanon. So how did you spend your spare time in Lebanon?
Yeah, I went to restaurants and some clubs, and but the difference...
How old do you have to be to enter nightclubs?
18 and over.
Ah, 18. Yeah, the same as everywhere, I think. Okay, do you have many nightclubs in Lebanon?
Yeah, so many.
So do you like to go to nightclubs?
Yes, of course.
Do you do it very often here?
No.
No, why?
Because I don't have friends of my age, because like my cousins, they are older than me. That's why, like, they have kids and everything. But we go like in our spare time to parks, and we play tennis and basketball, and we go for picnic. Yeah.
Did you do picnics in your own country?
Yeah, but it's not they don't provide like in parks in Lebanon. They don't provide any barbecues, or there is no facilities. It's very dangerous in the mountains.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you, Mariella. I want to ask anybody else. For example, people from China. Yeah, we're going to ask Sophia. So, how do you spend your spare time here?
In my country, karaoke is very popular, and we used to have many friends to go karaoke club to sing songs, you know. But here, karaoke is not very popular, and we don't have many friends here, so we seldom went out for karaoke.
Oh, great. So, do you like nightclubs?
Do you like nightclubs?
You often go there?
Oh, I used to go there, and I find the clubs in Australia is different with China. In China, if for some nightclubs, they always got some crazy people. Yeah, some of them even eat drugs. Yeah, in some nightclubs. But here in the nightclubs, the people do more normal things. They got they play guitar and just dancing and talking with friends. It's a very good environment, social environment here.
Oh, great. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we continue. And I want to ask Yuki. So, Yuki, how do you spend your spare time here? Do you go out?
Oh, yes, I usually go out.
Where do you usually go out? Is it nightclubs or...
Yes, sometimes nightclub. And sometimes... But if the daytime, I will go to the beach. And at night, I usually went to nightclub. And... We play and watch some video. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, is it different from Japan?
Yes, it's quite different. Because in here, I like to go outside to do some things. But in Japan, the weather is in winter it's very cold, and in summer it's very hot. And many people, including me, don't like to go outside. Maybe we just stay in building and enjoying the air condition. So, but here you needn't.
So now you like Australia better? I mean, all this nightlife or day life?
Not better, but it's a good country, yes. But when I got hungry, if I want to go to eat, I like to eat the Japanese food. But if you say that if I want to play, if I go to travel, I think Australia is a very good country and a very good place. Yeah.
So, can you tell me about Japanese restaurants? Are there in Australia, in Sydney?
Yes, there are many.
Many?
Oh, yes, there are a lot of Japanese restaurants in Sydney, especially in North Sydney. There are many traditional Japanese food, and all of the restaurants owners are Japanese. So the taste is very nice.
Oh, great.
Yes, but it depends on what kind of food you like, because there are Japanese noodle, sushi and sashimi, and like spaghetti, that's all in here. But in Sydney Central, the most famous Japanese food, I think, is sushi. The many Australian people like it.
I like sushi.
Yeah.
So, in restaurants, do they wear some kind of special clothes or no?
No, so clothes. And in fact, I think if you went to a sushi chain,
yeah,
you can find some girl and maybe that student, they are making sushi in sushi chain. But in Japan, it's not allowed for girl to touch the sushi. Yes, because the tradition, we thought girl's body is warmer than man's body. His hand is warmer. So, but the sushi is warm. It needs cold. If girl's hands touch, the taste is not good. So if you went to Japanese restaurant, you can say they're all men working sushi. But if, of course, they are girls for staff, but they can't touch the sushi. So, but here you can find that that's okay. No worry. Yes, and we found that they wear the gloves to make sushi. But in Japan, you know that gloves is not good for the, because gloves are plastic. It's not good for the sushi, because we need very fresh things. You have to use your hand, and your hand must be cold. So that's a trick point. Maybe the taste is a bit different. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Can you explain to us what teppanyaki means?
Yes. Teppanyaki means a kind of stove, a plate. A plate, and it's made of iron, iron plate. Then under the plate, they got fire, and it puts everything.
Is it a hot plate?
Yes, very hot plate. But sometimes you cook yourself.
Oh.
But sometimes the staff cook for you. But in Japan, we usually cook ourselves. Maybe it's, that's teppanyaki. They can put everything. Vegetable and noodle, and that's it.
Thank you, that's very interesting information.
It's
very useful, thank you.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'll ask Tina. Hi.
Hello.
Can you tell me about your spare time? How do you spend?
If I get free time, I will go to the park because I have two children. Mm-hmm. They always want to go to the park. But in India, we used to go to the beach. Here, I think the climate is little cold or winter climate. We can't go to the beach because my children, they will get easily the fever or cold.
Oh, really? I didn't know it's cold here. And you go out only to the park, so somewhere else maybe some interesting cinemas or?
Sometimes my story vacation time we go to IMAX theater or Sydney's Harbour.
Oh, great. Can you tell me something interesting about India? How do you spend your time there?
Actually, India, because laborers are very social to us, because we didn't get free time. If I get free time, my neighbor will come to my house, or otherwise we will go to their house. And children, they are playing with the other friends. So India people are very social, not like Australia. Because they are the part of our purpose.
Okay, I see. So you would invite each other, yeah?
But here, neighbors, they are not interacting with us. Because if we get free time, we go to park, beach, or Sydney's, or somewhere else.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much
for
all of you. So we'll finish our program. We got to know how people from different countries spend their spare time now and how do they spend it in their own countries. It was really interesting about, especially about sushi. So thank you, everybody. We finish our radio program. Thank you.